Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. On today's show, in honor of Alternative Sex Month, I'm bringing you a mashup show all about anal sex. The trials, the tribulations, the pleasures, and of course, some tips to make it as amazing and as pleasant as possible. Topics include, all right, so your partner keeps pestering you for anal, and it might not be your thing, but it might be. Who knows? Maybe you just haven't used the right tips yet. We've got some tips here to help you do it right. And we also have a bunch of different women from different backgrounds telling their stories about backdoor play, from toys to experiences. And I think we all learn from each other. So you're going to enjoy it. Plus the overall attraction to backdoor play, the myths debunked, and ways to warm yourself up to it. All this and more. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. Eyes of a man obsessed by sex. Eyes that mock our sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, check out sexwithemily.com. And you can easily find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. We love when you comment and subscribe on iTunes or wherever you listen. And you can also find me on SiriusXM Radio. It stars Channel 109, and I am there now Monday through Fridays, 5 to 7 p.m. Pacific, 8 to 10 East. And you guys can call in and ask me your questions at 888-947-8277. And you can also get a free 30-day trial at sexwithemily.com/SXM. And as always, you can find me at all social media. It's at Sex with Emily. All right, guys, I hope you enjoy the show. We get this email today.
We get a message just from Instagram, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I can't answer that just in a short message. Nope. I need to talk. And here's the thing. I don't usually recommend starting anything in life with this, especially your sex way. You got to work your way up. But since I've been hearing this, I'm just going to lay it out there. I'm going to start with anal. I like to warm up. But this question, it was
starting
anal.
Starting out hot.
Usually I'm like, okay, well, maybe third segment before. How do I get my boyfriend to stop asking me about anal? We get questions.
It's like the million-dollar question.
It is. And I feel like, okay, you know what? I usually like to warm people up. Maybe we should make out first, have some foreplay. I should talk about breastgasms and then anal. But no, I'm going into it because I know that so many women can relate to this. And personally, I've been, people are like, you know, anal. And I know I just hear it. And it's confusing. And so, because first of all, and you know, you could actually even fill in the blank. Like we often hear like, how do I get my partner to stop asking me to blank? And a lot of what I do on the show here is help you guys kind of figure out how to get on the same page about things. But the anal thing is like, it's tricky because anal is a whole world of confusion for many people. Now, here's what happens. So a lot of times people in relationships think, okay, whatever long or short term, they say we've done everything, but... Mm. We're still but waiting the butt. Right. And it's still like this taboo, but if we do anal, then, oh, that's how we're going to spice it up. That's how we're really going to be freaky and be out there. So I feel like there's many a man who, and I'm going to put this on the men right now, people with a penis, that they're like, okay, anal and or threesome. They're like, let's spice it up. We should have a threesome, we should have anal. And then I hear from partners all the time, we're like, well, what do I do? This is what they want. And so the thing is, so we're going to stick with anal, though. My thing about anal is this. I get why, and I get it. And the truth is, it can be a very, very pleasurable experience for men and women. Like, essentially anyone with an anus, there's nerve endings. It can feel great. Men have a prostate. That's a whole other thing. But for women, too, it's not for every woman, but many women don't. Here's the thing. Either there's fear around it, why women don't want to do it. Taboo, fear, and they had a one-time bad experience. A lot of people do anal wrong, and there are very specific ways to do it right. And if you were like drunk in college once, or oops, wrong hole happened just by mistake, or there was
that's
no lube,
the worst.
That's how it happens.
I think
most frequently is how it happened to me.
Yeah, right? And you're like, never again.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
I crawled into fetal position and I yelled at him.
So painful.
Like, stop!
Right. Exactly.
Don't fucking touch me.
Yeah, exactly. They don't know, though. They don't even know they went in the wrong hole.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, it felt good.
It's like what I do.
Right. And then you're probably like, no, I don't even fetal. Oh, shut down for business.
You like crawl away.
Yeah.
You just crawl away and you're like, no, just give me a minute. Fetal.
Right. Exactly. It's an assault on your anus when you were not invited. You weren't expecting a knock on the door. A virgin anus.
There was no knock on the door. That was just busting right through.
Exactly.
They usually feel really bad.
Oh, yeah. He was like, oh, my God, what did I do?
Right. Of course. Yeah. He didn't mean to, but you can't help that experience.
It was wet.
It's always during doggy style.
It wasn't wet and slippery, though, because the anus doesn't self-lubricate.
No, I mean, that's usually why it happens, is that things are wet and slippery.
Oh, things get wet and slippery. You drip down to the
And
butt.
Then, like, it... Just on a pull out, and then
exactly.
Just back in.
Get pulled out, pull back in.
It's mostly during doggy style. I can't picture it accidentally happening any other way.
It can happen when your legs are more full back part.
Oh, okay. I see that.
Yeah, that's happened to me before.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
No, they're like back
I feel
behind.
Like that would hurt even more.
Yes. I blocked it till now, but thank you for having me relive
right
all the
now,
bad
like, no.
So it's like, and so I get that happens, and I understand, and it's like because, so there's very like specific ways. You got to be open-minded. So let's say that happened to you. I get it. I could understand you being like, no, I am shut down for business. But let me talk to you about how it could be done correctly and why it might feel good. Now, first off, for many women, they can have orgasms. Many women do have orgasms through anal. In fact, I met a woman the other night because people tell me everything. I literally just met her and she said, oh, you know, I don't remember how this came up right away, but something in the first 10 minutes of knowing her, she said, I don't have orgasms through intercourse. I only have orgasms through anal.
Interesting.
Yeah. One of the main reasons is there's indirect stimulation to your G-spot. There's a thin membrane in the anus that is separating that. So it could be like hitting up against it, right? So like I had a girlfriend call me. She's been married for a while and she kept saying her husband wants to do it, anal, and she doesn't want to. And I said to her, I said, but you orgasm a lot, you know, because not every woman has orgasms internally. And I said, and you do. And I'm just saying, you guys have been together. You love your husband. Maybe, you know, put aside whatever fears or whatever these beliefs from religion. I'm not sure what it is exactly, but it might be, you might actually like it. And she was like, oh, what? I might. And she was kind of like, no, I don't know. And she's still mulling it over. But, you know, the main thing is just to, like, first of all, you would want to start slow. You'd want to use lube. You'd want to, like, you know, warm up the body. You never want to go right in.
No.
Ever. You know, you never want to, you know, you could use like a finger or like a little butt plug or just out on the outside of it. Just don't rush right in. So anyway, if your partner, my boyfriend, you know, stop asking me. It's like, no one wants to be nagged for anything. That's not how you get anything. But no. The conversation would be like, if you're in this situation where you want your partner to do anything, first of all, and they're not into it, it's more about what can we do together? What can we do together? Then what would you be into? Like, I think that most people are not only that, I'm not saying anal doesn't feel good for everybody, can feel good for everybody involved, but there's other ways to play. Mm-hmm. Like, there's other things that you could do that spice things up. Like, you don't just have to be like, you're like, oh, now it's time to spice it up. You know, like, you guys could do bondage. So easy. Like, if you, you know, use handcuffs, you could do some dom sub play.
Yeah, the bondage
tape.
Like,
the spanking. Bondage tape. Mm-hmm. You guys get a roll of bondage tape. It's like $12. And it kind of looks like electrical tape. And I'm obsessed with it because you can reuse it. And you can just like, it just easily rips apart. It sticks to itself. You put it on your wrist. You put it like, you use it as a blindfold. And then you're like tied up. And it feels good to kind of have, there's always an energy exchange in sex anyway, whether it's masculine, feminine energy, or like a dominant submissive. And so there's a lot of people who want to be more submissive. So you just play with that. That might be that titillating, spicy thing that night.
I feel like bondage tape is what we all wish saran wrap could be. Because... Yes. Saran wrap sticks to itself and then it never looks the same again. But the bondage tape, it sticks to itself, but then you can unstick it and it's still like usable.
Exactly.
Sorry, that's exactly. I was just thinking about covering it.
You know why?
Right,
we had a roll of Saran wrap in here for like a year. And like, does anyone have this at home that there's that, and you keep trying to get it to unstick itself?
You just made it worse.
And I would try, and then I'd put it back in the drawer, and then I'd forget. And then like, okay, well then, and then you try again, and then you like start unwrap, and you get like a little thin strip. And then I think Jamie was like, I know.
No, literally.
I've been working on that.
And then one
like,
side
been
is
a, year.
A lot thinner.
We're throwing the shit away.
Seriously?
But not bondage
tape. This was like a real thing in our office. Like I would try for so long I was like, I'm going to find the beginning because it didn't make any sense how it was going.
It never made sense.
And I would try every so often and just get so frustrated. And one day Emily's just like, we'll just throw it away and get new
saran. We can get new saran wrap. It's like, it was like the Rubik's Cube of saran wrap. I was like, there's no start and end. It doesn't make sense why this roll is this fucked up.
Mystery.
And we kept going back to it. Like, toss it. Go to Rite Aid. Rite Aid
is next
door.
We were determined, though.
But I didn't know. It was like we were both working on a puzzle we had never discussed.
Like, you're both just making it worse. And you're like, wait a second.
Saran wrap, but not the bondage tape. Hilarious. Anyways. Okay, so bondage tape. I wish we... Do we have some here? Because we could put... I know we've done videos with it before. We could film it.
It's somewhere.
Okay, well, we're going to show you. But it is cool. But I think... And you guys call us with anything. 888-947-8277.
Besides bondage, you can also...
Okay. Yeah, you guys, here's the thing. Watching porn together.
Mm-hmm.
I always feel like I have to caveat that like, I feel like I'm very 50-50 on porn. You know, I get where it's harmful. But I think for a lot of couples, I love porn for couples. Finding what is really hot for both of you. In a night, you'll forget all about anal, perhaps. You'll be like, that was cool. We learned this new position. Or we like, mm-hmm. we've never... Because you guys, many of you are very limp, most of us. Except for me, because I studied them. Some of you here have been here. You're very limited in the way you think about your options when it comes to sex. You're like, I could have missionary, I could have doggy style, and I could have, what's our other one? Spooning. Woman on top. Mm-hmm. That's what we got. We got three. And that's not true. There's variations to them. There's a way to mix them up. So I'm just saying, if you're trying to get your partner to do something, like kind of expand what you think sex is and what's hot and what, you know, what is different. We've got a lot of great information on our site. There's stuff out there. Do your research. Get a sex swing. I love that call we had. The guy who like DIYed his own sex swing.
That was amazing.
I'm like, I almost forgot about sex swings. Yeah. I always make jokes. I'm like, when people used to tell me they had amazing sex, I'm like, what do you mean? Like, were you in a sex swing? Like, I don't actually know people who have really lately in my life. Like, but freaking, it makes sense. You're suspended. You're like rubbing against each other. That would be fucking fun.
And you get momentum.
You get momentum.
No gravity.
Who doesn't like, first of all, swinging? Swinging, the actual act of swinging is fun.
It's kind of therapeutic. Yeah.
It is therapeutic.
And then just imagine.
Like you're childlike and free.
Exactly. You're childlike and free and you're swinging into some.
I should go on a swing today.
Some genitals.
I'll go with you.
Yeah. No, really. I was feeling like I needed some childlike freedom today.
Get as high as you can.
Yeah. No, you're right. There is that in a swing because you're truly swinging and it's playful and it's different. Get some toys. If you're looking for something else to do. Toys, porn, what else? Like porn, I don't know. We get a lot of things about like, no, I don't want new toys. I don't want to try anything different. It should just be penetration, which is going to get boring to
just
anybody.
Like, I don't know, like role play.
Yeah, role play is like, I think once you guys try, I feel like I've gotten close to a lube on every nightstand or people at least considering it, which is one of my visions. But if I could get people just to try role play, which you literally don't have to buy a thing, just bring your imagination along and say, you know what? I've had a fantasy about, you have to tell maybe you thought the barista was hot who made your espresso this morning. And then you're thinking about that. And then you go on your partner and you can be like, I think it'd be hot if you were the one making coffee and I walked in the morning and you asked me where I'm from and I'm saying I'm studying and I'm a student from, and you just freaking go there. And you embody whatever character you want to be. Think about how you'd feel if you came into a coffee shop and there was a hot, you know, and then your partner personifies that, you know, he makes it his own or she makes it her own. And then you just go off. And then why role playing is so fun is because then you're not in your head about obsessive thoughts about like, what should I do? That's interesting. Do I look hot? Am I going to have an orgasm? Should I initiate? You're just off on your own thing. And it's good for creativity when it comes to sex. And it's hot too. Cause you can play your alter ego. You could play out your fantasies in the moment.
Yeah. I think some of the best advice that like computed in my brain. So like just clicked. I was like, oh my gosh, this is so genius. Is when you told someone who called in about role play. She, the baseball one, she had like a baseball character, but you said, give her a name, like create, you know, like a whole story behind it. So that way you can get more comfortable. Like it's not really me. Like before you even start doing it, like
right, before you walk into the room and be like, okay, cause she was surprising her boyfriend who loved
she was
the
so nervous,
Chicago
Cubs or
Cubs,
something. Yeah. Yeah.
And she was like, walked in and she's like, I'm like, well, who are you? A cheerleader. And what's your name and what's your fantasy? She's like, okay, I'm Stacy and I'm this. And she was like, it's so fearful meeting up to it. So it's, think about it beforehand. Plan it. Yes. Plan it out in your head. Yeah. I love when my voice comes back to me. Mm-hmm. It's good. Yeah. I'm like, yes, I'm going to do that tomorrow. Who would I be? So, that's what I think. And then the other thing I was saying about anal, back to it, is that I was thinking about 2004, 2005. I realized, and it was about the time I was starting the show, I thought, God, anal, and it was my friend Mark said this. He was like, anal's the new blowjob. And I was like, you're right. Like, anal is, because anal, you guys have to understand that it wasn't really, that wasn't even on the menu. That before porn became so ubiquitous and we had it in our phones, younger people, whoever generations or people who just watched a lot, it doesn't matter. You could be any age, but in porn, they make anal look so easy. They're like, they're not showing you lube. They're not showing you warming up the buttocks. They're not showing you, like, you know, that she hasn't eaten in a day and she's, you know, like cleaned out. They're just like, boop, looks so easy. Like you go into the vagina, you go into the anus and it's all great. No, it's not that simple either.
And they're pros.
They're
professionals at it.
That's their job to make it look easy.
Sorry, this question is actually really, I have no idea what the answer is. Is it safe to go from vagina to butthole that? Those
you
fluids?
You can go vagina to butt, but
not
you can't go anal to vagina. Always switch condoms, wash off. Noted. Yeah, because the bacteria.
Okay.
But you can go from, vagina anus. Very good question.
Yeah. So
no.
Wait.
You're like, do I know this? Yeah.
Yeah, no surprise anal.
No surprise anal.
You got to plan, because like, what did you eat that day?
Exactly. That's what I want to tell people. You don't have to do an enema. You really don't. And you don't have to starve yourself. But you know when you've moved a bowel. Like, I think you know your natural cycle. And so I think, you don't want to go out for a big, heavy meal. You want to make sure maybe that day you're kind of, you know, maybe the day before eating foods that are not as
going to be spicy food.
Yeah, nothing spicy, kind of, you know. If you insisted on doing enema, if you bought one, I would never you would empty out the vinegar or whatever's in, I'm like squeezing the things. You'd empty out the one you got at the drugstore and don't use the vinegar and you can just use warm water. But you can't just surprise someone. And also the most important thing besides lube is to breathe too and to be relaxed, which is why there's all those painful experiences. Breathing. You got to relax. All those things.
And then we talk about like going slow and starting with a finger and doing all that. Is that something that happens like, all in the same night and you can still get to the penis in one night? Or is it like, I think you should do a couple times, right?
Yeah, for sure. A couple times. You want to like, you got to go slow with all of this. If it's new to you, like the reason why, let's go back. How do I get my boyfriend to stop asking about anal? Once she rests into it and thinks, okay, well, maybe I'll explore. You start with maybe one night you're just touching. Maybe your partner's just exploring down there and they're like using their mouth or maybe the first fingers with lube. And they're just like kind of, maybe they're massaging your butt cheeks so like you're relaxed and it's just, there's no entering, zero entering. You're like knocking on the door, you're tapping, you're not entering. I would say that could go on one, two, but go on as long as you want until you feel comfortable. And then maybe the next time, you see how like a pinky feels. Move into it. Go slow. Breathe. Loop. All things.
Yeah, I don't think enough people know that. It don't go straight to the...
No, they don't know it. I just thought they needed to know. And...
What if like you've tried... It's like you had a previous partner. And you tried anal like a few times. And you did it the right ways. And you just... It wasn't your thing. You didn't like it. But your new partner is just continuing to ask for it.
Exactly. Well, then, okay, that's a great other point. If you truly have done all the ways, you breathe, you try it, and you actually have done it, you know, in the correct way, and you're like, no, still not my thing. Absolutely not your thing. Do not do it again. You know that it's not right for you. You can never talk your partner into anything like that. If they really have tried it, you actually never can. That has to be their own idea. So, yes, if you've tried it, then you just got to say, you know what, babe, that's not my thing. I'm so open to try exploring other things. And then you can also say, is this going to be a deal breaker for you? Like if this is something that you require a relationship that has a big anal component to it, and I'm not going to be able to do that, then you can end the relationship. You know, you can decide. People get to decide. If I was with someone and they were like, I don't want sex to be a part of our relationship, I would be like, peace out. We would end the relationship. So I think it's legitimate if you know what you're into sexually and you just have your requirements, your bottom lines, your deal breakers, and how great that you know that about yourself, and then just go find someone who's more compatible. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, even more anal. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's the kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. Let's get into anal, you guys, because I feel like when I started my show, it was always like, I feel like just in the last 10 years even, it was always about like blowjobs, whatever, but anal, like with porn and everything, I just feel like everyone wants to talk about anal, but a lot of people are also confused and intimidated about anal sex. So what's been your experience with anal sex?
Oh, I might reveal myself to be the most inexperienced, actually. I've never had anal.
Okay.
I've had some fingers up there, which I don't mind. But I've never, I think like it didn't really enter into my world until after, like probably in like only in the last maybe 3 years has it been a thing that people are really talking about. And it's never kind of naturally come up in conversation with guys that I dated prior to that.
Okay, so they weren't like, hey, baby, I want to.
No, and like the last year it's been definitely more prominent.
Okay.
With fingers and so forth. But I've never had full. Now, I would. I totally okay. would. It's not something that I'm dying to have because of the poop issue that we discussed.
Yeah, but
I
also clear that out. Okay.
Well, I poop a lot, though.
So I just taught an anal sex workshop.
Oh, yeah.
No, but I did. And I really think that so many people are interested in learning about it because they are very confused by, you know, how to keep clean. Do you yeah. do enemas? And I was like, no enemas. You don't want to buy like an enema in the store, but you could do a water enema. Like just buy the enema thing, the squeezy thing, and just put warm water in it. And you like flush through 3 times and it would just to make sure that you're ready and you're not worried about the poop thing.
Sure, sure.
Because before that, I always said, just don't have a large, don't go out for Mexican food in a vanal. But really, right. you got to make sure that you're like emptied out and that is a way to
and
do it.
To me, it feels like a new frontier of intimacy. I have yet to find the person that I really want to
no,
have
right.
anal with.
No, it's a big thing.
It is a big thing.
You know, there's a lot of taboo. There's a lot of intimacy, psychological, yeah, yeah. emotionally, like just someone going in your ass. Like,
totally.
You're like there. You're like intimate. okay, what about you, Jen?
Well, I like a good finger in my butt. But not, we don't need to shoot it up there real quick and
no,
just go hard.
No, it never
hard.
Should be. Right.
It should be like, I almost just prefer like when I'm on top, just like you can touch it and just put it in a little bit, like a little like worm going into a hole. But I like that. And so it's made me want to do more anal stuff.
Okay.
I've done anal once and it lasted like 2 minutes and I was very drunk on tequila and it felt like a reversal poop. It felt like poop was going back into, because like, you know, the feeling when you poop yeah. and the poop comes out. It felt like the poop was going back in. And I was like, what's happening? This is the wrong route, you know? And it just felt weird and rushed and not the best okay. experience, but I'd be down.
Well, yeah. that's okay. So what I want to say to you is that it's so common that women, like anal sex just gets a bad rap because a lot of people just don't know what they're doing. And first time experiences for many women is that they're with a partner, they're drunk. This I always say this in my show, actually, they're drunk. The guy just sticks it in without prep because prep takes, you got to warm her up. You want to use your fingers. You want to make sure she's relaxed and use lots of lube. Like when I say lots of lube, like you can just keep pouring on the lube. And so women have experienced with guys just shove it in. It's painful because the problem is we're so nervous. We clench.
Yeah.
Well, that's the worst thing you can do when you're having it because you're like scared. So you got to make sure that you're really relaxed, that they've already started to like, you know, do like maybe like a little massage around your anus, play with some fingers, lube, and you just got to keep breathing and breathing and make sure that he goes in slow. But so many women like don't know this or guys don't know this. And then they're like, it was horrible the first time, I'll never do again. So yeah. I'm here on the planet so people can try this and maybe have a good experience next time. What about you, Kim?
Well, looks like I'm the anal slut here today.
I love it. Everyone needs an anal slut. Okay.
No, not like seriously.
Honey,
though,
I mean, you're a slut.
I think it's my age. I've, you know, had maybe more partners. But actually, I don't even think I really got into it or even enjoyed it or got much out of it until maybe in my early 30s because it was kind of weird and when I was younger or whatever. But definitely something that I like to share with like somebody that I'm really into. I like to feel really safe and comfortable. It's not like, hey, let's just hook up and have anal tonight. It's definitely something that I think is like very exciting when it's kind of spontaneous. And it's actually, once you get into it, it's like, I mean, it's
do
super
orgasms?
Hot. No, no, no. Well, no, but I get really turned on, especially like
if they're so
like,
turned on too.
Yeah, yeah, and especially if like you're touching like your clit while they're right. back there, and like there's just so many like things like you just, I don't know. It definitely takes things to the next level.
So what it's anal? Hot. What positions do you like for anal sex?
I just like, you know, like the guy behind is obviously like probably works the right. best, but I've actually been on top before too.
Right.
And like squatting and like facing, right. you know, away. From
yeah, like
the guy.
Reverse cowgirl.
Yeah.
Anal.
Right. Which is super hot too. But just like you said, Emily, you have to like start out with just like the tip and then you have to just breathe and then you have to like really go, you have to like inch your way in like very slowly because it right. is kind of painful at the yeah. beginning, it feels like.
But then
yeah.
it's right. But if you breathe and you go slow, then it's almost like you guys breathe together. Like you mm-hmm. breathe in. And then when you breathe out, he puts right. in a little more. So it's like you're really like synchronized. I mean, it sounds a lot more difficult, but if you just do that and right. you're relaxed and you keep breathing, it actually is a lot less painful and it can feel really amazing once you get into that rhythm.
It sounds like intimate breathing. And
wonderful.
I know,
and I'm right?
like, I want a dick.
Let's all go have anal tonight and then go out for drinks before or after. Lori, what about you?
I've had a lot of anal.
Oh, good.
Always in a serious relationship because I think, you know, being able to prep for it is really important. Like, I yeah. like to have a shower. I have done, like, water enemas when I was right. nervous about what meals I had had that day. And it is really intimate. So I have to have someone that I know is going to, like, listen to me when I say, no, that hurts or whatever. The first time I did it, I was, like, really drunk and on my period. And oh, I was like, let's just use the other hole, you know?
Right. You're, like, innovative thinker.
Right. And I was so drunk that, like, at the time I was really into it, and I woke up like in kind of in pain the next day because I didn't do it right. And then in the next relationship that I did it in, we took every step and every precaution to make it feel good. And like I was psyching myself into having it feel good. Then one time we did it and I was on top, like normal cowgirl, and it just like felt amazing.
It was
like, oh man, this is the first time I've ever done it that it feels, I think, better for me than it's feeling for
him.
Wow,
see?
And I've been chasing that.
Yeah, chasing that anal high.
Yeah.
You will get it again, I promise. Oh, but that's the thing about sex is that, you know, that we do get so limited the way we think that we can enjoy that sex. And my whole purpose, you know, on the planet is telling people that it can expand and grow. And actually, our bodies have so many nerve endings that feel really good that we don't even know about. Yeah. And it can constantly get better, your sex life, and expand and grow and have different sensations all the time, which I love. So you guys, okay, so anal, any other tips for anal? Did we cover that? Do's and don'ts?
How about like toys with anal?
Yeah, toys, butt plugs or vibrators.
You can use, you can use your vibrator while you're having anal.
And your clitoris.
Or inside.
That's anal true. Double penetration.
I mean, tried it. Yeah.
Yeah, you've tried it?
Very
how was
hot.
It? Yeah, no, for sure.
I think that's what I was thinking about starting.
Yeah.
I would start there, like either a toy or something that just kind of preps my butthole for future use.
Yeah.
Little beads,
well,
right?
Well, no, there's anal. Okay, so butt plugs. Here's another great thing for, okay, go back to masturbation for a minute.
Yeah.
If you're not used to, like, having anything in your butt, there's some great butt plugs that you can get, like silicone butt plugs, and that you could, there's different sizes, there's all different stuff, and you just use a little lube when you're masturbating next time. And just try sticking it in and seeing how that feels. So you get used to the sensation of having something inside you. It's great. It's a great warm-up, and it's a great way just to know, like, how you like it. And a lot of people wear butt plugs, like, if they don't want to have anal sex yet with someone or just as, you know, and mix it up. They'll wear it during sex. Butt plug.
You wear it, so you keep it in the whole time.
Yeah, you can keep it in. You can wear it during foreplay.
Oh. I've done anal beads before, actually. I'm remembering this
talk
now.
Talk to you about that.
And it's really wonderful when you're right before you're about to come. Like, I was on top, and we used anal beads.
Which are little beads that go in, and you pull it out, and you feel the
and it's just the sensation of just, like, it was at the same time, which is so important, timing, of course. And it was like, he came as I came, and then he pulled the little beadies out,
hot.
And I was like, oh my God.
Wow.
Because it really was stimulating so many things. It's hot. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really hot.
Maybe I should do that. It's been a while.
I think you should do it tonight. Let's
so
put
you
in anal beads.
At what point did you put the beads in? Before?
Yeah,
before.
That's a good question.
Yeah, like, so, like, as we're starting to fuck, or I'm on top, we lubed up the beads, I believe. Uh-huh. I remember there wasn't like a long string, it wasn't a pearl that went down, you know, it wasn't 6 yards,
right?
But and then we put them in, just not even all of them, just a few of them in me. Uh-huh. And then right before I was like, oh, I'm gonna come, and then he took them out, and that kind of helped me come. That's the thing too, this is a tip for, I think, most men. I don't know if they know, if you are willing to touch a girl's asshole, you know, it's clean, it's good, maybe she's on top, you're grabbing her ass, touch her asshole if she's about to come and she will come. Like, to me, it's the cherry on the, like, if I'm like, oh, there, oh no, there it goes. Just like an activation button.
Right. Or how about spanking your ass? How do you
guys I love spanking. Yeah. I love being spanked so much. I like handprints on my ass next day. What the hell? Love it.
So, yeah, I thought we could just do a little rundown here. These are like common questions. You know, people are really, you know, obsessed. A lot of people are kind of obsessed with anal sex too, and like want to know, like, you know, what do you think, like, the appeal is, or why people are so obsessed with it?
Well, I think part of the appeal about anal sex is also because it's in that area of the butt. And I think there's a lot of, there's boob men, there's butt men, there's, you know, people who have different parts of the body. But when you're really into the ass, anal just makes sense. And so for a lot of people, especially Latin guys like myself, or black guys, or people of color, you know, different cultures, it just seems to be like this desire to want to engage with like the curvature and the hourglass sort of nature, you know, area of.
Look, he's like gripping an ass right now as he's talking. It's very sexy. He's like the ass. I'm like, wow.
I'm making like melons in my hand. But, and so I think that it for people, that physical arousal does transfer into a lot of their desires. And then also anal has this wonderful taboo sort of context to it that really does, I think, get under people's skin and psychologically just get them excited and aroused.
Because of the taboo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's true. And people always want to know, like, how do I do it better? Or they're afraid of it. We're going to be answering some emails about it. But let's just break down some of the myths, let's say, or taboos. Fears, the butt is exit only, not for pleasure. You know, we hear that, like, why do anal, you know, when you can, like, have so many, you have the vagina, or it's not even an erogenous zone.
Mm-hmm.
Not true.
Not true.
It can be, for some people, it might be painful. They don't want, I mean, it might be not an erogenous zone, but for many, many it is. And a lot of pleasure from it.
I think a lot of people never give it a chance. Right. And they have it in their mindset already that, hey, this is not a place where I should go to, that the exit-only sort of philosophy is what I live and stand by, and they don't even experiment and explore. And imagine if we just denied ourselves from trying out something that could be so enjoyable or pleasurable. I always use the sushi metaphor. Like, how many of us did not want to try sushi that first time?
Yeah, I didn't.
Like, raw fish? Are you kidding me? Like, no, I'm not eating that. Like, cook it, right, please. And then all of a sudden, how many times do you...
If I could, I would eat it breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah.
I love sushi.
What's your favorite kind of sushi?
I just like a good tuna roll. Like tuna, spicy tuna, or eel and avocado roll. Mm. Yellowtail, hamachi. Oh my God, I'm getting so hungry.
When it melts in your mouth.
Tuna tataki, it's so good.
That's what anal sex
can melt in your mouth. It's true. But people say, another thing, speaking of melting in your mouth, it's too dirty, it's messy, it's painful to be sexy, people think. But, you know, no, it can be, you know, there's poop in there. They think, oh, it can't be sexy, but we're going to tell them how it can be. Anal sex is only for gay men. And if you like it, that means that you're gay. People say that too. Not true. You're a straight man.
I am.
You identify straight.
I identify straight.
And you like anal play in your anal?
I like it.
Anus?
Oh, with my partners and with myself. So for me, it's an area that has so many nerve endings, and it can be so, like we said, taboo and arousing and pleasurable that we might as well explore to see if we have compatibility with our partners in that area. And this whole idea that it's dirty or unhygienic, I mean, look, when we take a shower, when we cleanse ourselves, when we do a little bit of prep work, I mean, that's how our bodies work, and we can, you know, freshen them up to in my opinion, to a place where we can feel really good about the sexual experiences and the scents and the tastes and the touches that we have.
Right. But how did you get into it? How did you, like, the first time you tried it? Were you with a partner, or did you with your own anus?
Oh,
because a lot of men,
because I'm always partner.
Well, it doesn't, however you first, because a lot of men, that I think that's the biggest thing I hear is guys are like, well, now I feel like men are starting to say, I'm kind of curious, but I'm not really sure what to do. You know, like, and all the things, like, does it make me gay? But you know, they don't know how to even stimulate themselves. Right. So, I mean, I know you're a sex educator and doctor and all that. But.
You know, for myself, it was about a partner who just was moseying on around that area and just, like, started grazing in that region with their finger. And I thought, you know, there was, like, a conflict I was experiencing. It was like, wow, that feels really good, but whoa, that's not, like, what I'm supposed to be feeling, or right, I shouldn't be liking that. So I'm going back and forth kind of in my head, and you're kind of like, yes, more, no, please stop, and yes, no, more, please stop, you know.
Right.
And I just found that, you know, once you get comfortable with somebody and you want them.
Was it a finger the first time?
No, it wasn't even inside. It was just on the outside.
Oh, right, the outside, because there are so many nerve endings. It can feel really good.
Yeah. And a lot of women will, you know, play with your balls, and they'll kind of, like, go a little bit south and then start playing with your perineum. And then all of a sudden you're like, wow, that does feel kind of good. And then there's just, like, this accidental graze on the anus. And then you're like, you could do that again if you want.
Right.
But you don't know how to say it because you're like.
Right, because people don't know how to communicate. So what did you say? Were you like, do that again?
Not the first time. No, I didn't say anything. I just, like, put it in the memory box.
Right. You're like, oh, check.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, as we got, you know, we got more educated and more experienced, like, all of a sudden we realized, oh, there can be, like, a communication about this, or we can incorporate some lube, or we can actually, like, involve this and enjoy it. So it's a process. I know a lot of people listening, that first step is the hardest one, and just being able to acknowledge it within yourself that this is a place where I can venture to explore.
Exactly, men and women. It's true, because a lot of women think that, you know, they don't like, you know, they think they don't like anal sex, or they would never like it, or be bad. Maybe they had a bad experience, or it was really, really painful.
Yeah, there's a lot of bad experiences.
I know, first time, and they write it off forever because, you know, you didn't use lube, you weren't warmed up, someone just shoved it in. Like, no, that's not good. But that's why today we're going to tell you how to do it the right way.
Do you want to hear about my first experience on me?
Oh, yeah.
So I was always fascinated by it with my first college girlfriend, and, you know, she would allow me to try, and I didn't know what I was doing.
On her?
On her.
Okay.
I had no clue what I was doing. I was the, literally, I was just put a dunce hat on me. I was the most uneducated, worst anal sex experience ever.
And I'm sure a lot of women cannot relate to what you're saying right now. Right?
And I didn't know. I mean, I cared about her. I loved her. I didn't want to hurt her, but I didn't know I needed lube. So we would try these things with hands or body parts, penises, and no lube was involved. And just, I could only imagine the awful experience that she was having. And it was just the two of us not knowing what we were doing.
Right.
She didn't know to recommend it. I didn't know what to recommend.
How would you know then? Right.
So once we were taking a shower, and she was always a trooper. She was always, like, trying and trying, and we just never could get, you know, it couldn't emulate, like, what I'd see in porn. And all of a sudden we're in the shower and she was such a passive, submissive, sweet, sweet girl. And just, she got this like rage inside of her as we were taking a shower together.
Wow.
She took her finger and she just jammed it up inside of me. And I was literally plastered up against the tile. And I was just like, my hands were spread. And I was like, what the, you know, what the hell are you doing? I was like, under her total control. I couldn't move. I was like, and she says, now you know how it feels.
Oh my God.
And I was like, whoa, that's awful. So we didn't do it again. Wow. After that.
No, she did that just to show you. Wow.
She didn't
anger.
Know. Yeah. She had
that's
a lot
the way to show
up.
You. And it hurt. Right. You go, anyone goes right in like that.
Oh, it hurt like, oh.
Dude.
Worst pain
that's
of
a
life.
Good story. And then is that what turned you into a sex doctor? You're like, I want to get this right. I don't want to finger up my ass when I don't know. Okay. So let's talk about how to prep. What did you say? Did you pick up with her? That's kind of killer. Like, that's just like, that's like a drunken thing. She was like in the shower, premeditated, like, I'm going to stick this finger in your butt. Wow.
Yeah.
Because how would you know? Yeah. Guys don't think about that. And women. We don't know. We don't know. We don't know. But that's what we're here to tell everyone.
But it taught me a lot. Like, she wasn't able to communicate that it was painful, and I wasn't able to ask those questions.
Right. We've all been there.
That was like our non-use of words to say, this hurts, and let's like take a break. Let's stop.
Because you kept trying.
Yeah.
You're like, I didn't know it was painful. Isn't it funny that when we, I mean, I've been there too. Things have hurt. I'm like, no, it's okay. You know, we're in pain. But that's why you should always speak up if you're in pain. And when you're not in pain, you should speak up about everything about sex, which is what we talk a lot about in the show. So let's talk about the preparation, getting ready for anal sex. So people are like, is it dirty? Like, how do I wash that area? Do I need to, you know, do an enema, like clear the runway? Like, what do you recommend? Like, I say you could do an enema if you wanted to.
You know, you could.
But it's not necessary.
You know, it's almost like some people say, well, I have to have a partner who takes a shower before we have sex. And some people are like, I don't really care. Like, I like the way you smell. And, you know, it's a little bit of the day has gone by. Like, I'm okay with it. So everybody's got their own sort of hygienic needs.
That's true.
But it should be talked about. We should get to know our partner's hygiene needs. And if playing in the anus or playing in the rectum is part of like your desires, you want to bring that up and just find out like where, how far should we go? Because we can make it squeaky, squeaky clean, or we can just sort of ride the wave of in the moment and just acknowledge that it might get a little dirty, it might get a little messy, but that could be okay.
Right. Because sex is messy. Sex can be messy. It's okay. But you know, just if you just want to do the basics, you can just shower, clean your genitals beforehand.
Right.
Use non-irritating soap, stick a little finger inside, rinse, you know, just do that. So I don't think that you, yeah, exactly. Case by case basis, decide how you feel about it and stick up for that. Safety first, condoms, and very important. Clean and trim. Hernando, you let me know that you trimmed your fingernails. Keith, I think you thought we were having anal
today. I didn't know if this would be an experiential.
Right, maybe.
Yeah.
We just started, so we'll see. So clean and trim fingernails, very important. Because we always think you should start with the finger.
Yeah. And one mistake I made today is I didn't file my nails.
I'm sorry. I was going to do it, but you didn't file. Damn you. Ah. Our most important starring role is lube.
Yes.
Besides your finger, penis, or toys. Lube, it makes any sexual experience more pleasurable. I just, you know how I feel about lube. The wetter, the better. And the anal canal, not self-lubricating. Like the vagina will self-lubricate. The anus will not. Like you, like non-negotiable, you need lube during sex. But which lube is the best?
You know, I found out how dry it was back in college. And
exactly.
I never forgot that.
Never forgot it.
And we've got, I think, you and I were having a great discussion earlier about what can we do to help line that rectum?
Yes. Let's talk about it.
Want to talk about that?
Yeah. Yeah. You show me some. Hernando. Oh my God. We took some videos. I'm going to save the ones on Snapchat. But like he came in here with a huge box of sex toys. Of butt plugs. And he was like, what did you say? You're like, what if I got hit walking across the street and butt plugs went like flying across Santa Monica Boulevard? And
that would have been hilarious. All over Hollywood.
I would have laughed. I mean, I would have saved you. I would have come save you, but then I would have just had to take pictures of the butt plugs. But you brought some cool stuff. Should we talk about some of the stuff happening with lube?
Sure, sure. You know, so as you were saying, you know, the rectum doesn't self-lubricate like the vagina does. So we've got to take into consideration that the inside of the of during anal sex of the rectum is totally dry. And that's where a lot of pain comes from people. So what are we going to do about that? You know, sometimes something I call the squeegee effect is what a lot of people will do. And it's one way to try to lubricate the rectum, but it actually sometimes works against us or doesn't work very well. And what I mean by that is imagine the person putting all this lubrication on the penis, you know, or on the dildo or the toy, and they're going to have anal and they just like sort of insert it. And the anus itself, because it's closed and tight, actually it like squeegees a lot of that lube off.
Right.
So you're kind of inserting inside with very little lube.
Right.
But you think you put a lot of lube on.
Right, because you did. But
it's all on the outside,
right,
or most of it.
Right. So now we have what? We have the lube shooter.
Lube shooter,
Do you recommend the lube shooter?
I love them. I think they're really valuable, but it's not very sexy, especially if it's like a hookup or someone you're just sort of getting, you know, right, intimate
it,
with.
It literally looks like a water gun, but you shoot the, or like a shot.
Like a syringe.
Like a syringe, yeah, right.
You fill it up with lube and you sort of insert
shoot
it gently.
Your butt, right.
Shoot inside.
Okay.
But they have these new products. They have these new like a gel sort of silicone capsules that you insert inside of the rectum and they actually dissolve. It takes about 15 to 30 minutes and it dissolves.
Just keeps dissolving in the alarm. That's really brilliant.
It's like a lube suppository. I think it's brilliant. You could use it for vaginal, but I think it's really beneficial for
you could use it for vaginal as well. Mm-hmm. Obviously. Yeah, that makes sense too. Cause it's true. Yeah. The lube, you gotta reapply. Don't be ashamed to reapply. Lube on every nightstand. All right, guys, hope you enjoyed this show. Very specific, right? Do you like these topic shows? We'd love to hear from you, and thanks for sharing this with a friend and letting us know what you think of the show. And thanks to my amazing team, Ken, Kristen, Michelle, producer Jamie, and Michael. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.